Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Antonín Dvořák was born in a village just north of Prague. Today, Prague is the capital of the Czech Republic. From just after World War I until 1993, Prague was the capital of Czechoslovakia. But in 1841, when Dvořák was born, the Czech people had no country of their own. The regions where they lived, Bohemia and Moravia, were part of the Austrian Empire. Antonín Dvořák was the oldest of nine children. Their father was a butcher, and if he'd had his way, Dvořák would have been a butcher too. As a teenager, Dvořák was apprenticed to a butcher to learn the trade. Lucky for him, an uncle noticed how musical he was and figured that it was easier to find good butchers than good musicians. That uncle paid for Dvořák to take organ lessons and talked his parents into letting their son become a professional musician. Dvořák never actually studied composition. He liked to say that he learned how to write music from the birds, the flowers, God, and himself. One of the ways Dvořák taught himself was by playing viola in an orchestra. Dvořák also found work as a church organist, but what he really wanted to do was compose. By then, he had a family to support, so he couldn't just quit his job. So Dvořák entered some of his music in a government contest that awarded money to poor but talented young artists. Not only did Dvořák win that contest, he won it a couple of times. One of those times, Johannes Brahms was one of the composer judges who helped pick the winners. Brahms liked Dvořák's music so much that he sent it off to his publisher. That publisher had just had a big success selling the Brahms Hungarian dances, and he thought Dvořák might be able to do something similar with Czech music. He was right. Dvořák's Slavonic dances were a big hit, too. If you're wondering where the name Slavonic comes from, Czechs speak a Slavic language and are called Slavic or Slavonic people. Dvořák's first set of Slavonic dances sold so well that his publisher turned right around and asked him to write a second set. And then Dvořák orchestrated all the dances. Finally, Dvořák was a successful composer. People from all over Europe invited him to come conduct his music. But Dvořák was happiest at home, in his country house in Bohemia, where he liked to raise pigeons. Another thing Dvořák liked was going to railroad stations, watching the trains and writing down the numbers of all the locomotives that passed through. I'm sure it has nothing to do with Dvořák's love for trains that someone, sometime, discovered that one of Dvořák's best-known pieces, Humoresque, made a good tune for the words that used to be posted in train bathrooms. Passengers will please refrain from flushing toilets while the train is standing in the station. I love you. Of course, the bathroom signs didn't have that little extra I love you on the end. Antonín Dvořák wrote songs, choral music, and operas, and he also wrote purely instrumental pieces, chamber music, concertos, and nine symphonies. The last and most famous of Dvořák's symphonies was the one he wrote while he was living in America. Next week, more about Dvořák's trip to America. And I'll also tell you about some other composers who visited this country. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.